And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. California lawmakers are at it again. Assemblywoman Lori Wilson's proposed bill would ban children under 16 from the front seat unless they meet minimum height requirements, relegating teenagers old enough for a learner's permit to the back seat by force of law. Now, this is the same Wilson who previously sponsored legislation allowing judges to consider a parent's affirmation of a child's gender identity during custody disputes. Speaking of misplaced government priorities, Nevada authorities have seized 7 tigers from a disabled veteran who claims they're his doctor-approved emotional support animals. The man insists the VA approved these jungle predators as treatment for his PTSD, apparently believing that federal paperwork trumps common sense and public safety concerns. I mean, I completely sympathize with veterans seeking treatment, but 7 tigers in a residential neighborhood? Not sure that's wise. The Supreme Court handed President Trump a significant victory last week, striking down a lower court ruling that sought to block his administration from cutting $250 million in DEI teacher grants. In a narrow 5-4 decision, the court sided with Trump's emergency request after a Boston area judge ruled in favor of California and other blue states attempting to preserve funding for over 100 DEI training programs. The programs were found to be promoting critical race theory and other divisive ideologies deemed inappropriate and unnecessary by the Department of Government Efficiency. Meanwhile, a progressive legal commentator is calling for America to replace our Constitution. I won't give the exact quote. The recommendation is for America's Constitution to be something more like South Africa's, which he claims is one of the best in the world. Maybe he should look into South Africa's current trajectory before suggesting we follow their lead. And not to be outdone, in the absurdity department, Iowa State students held a mock funeral to mourn the closure of the university's LGBTQ center, which was restructured in response to a new state law prohibiting DEI offices unless legally required. And in Minnesota, actual Satan worshippers placed a plaque in the state capitol thanking Governor Tim Walz for allowing their holiday display last year, proclaiming, "You are your own God," making explicitly clear what many of us have long recognized. And speaking of clarity, Daily Wire's Matt Walsh sparked leftist outrage for sharing FBI crime statistics highlighting racial disparities in violent crime rates. Critics immediately labeled him racist for simply presenting official government data. Classic case of attacking the messenger when the message proves to be uncomfortable. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.